Narrated Jabir bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with them. When the trench was dug, I saw the Prophet, peace be upon him, in a state of severe hunger. So I returned to my wife and said, "Have you got anything to eat? For I have seen Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, in a state of severe hunger." She brought out for me a bag containing one sar of barley, and we had a domestic she animal, that is, a kid, which I slaughtered then, and my wife ground the barley, and she finished at the time I finished my job, that is, slaughtering the kid. Then I cut the meat into pieces and put it in an earthenware cooking pot and returned to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. My wife said, "Do not disgrace me in front of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and those who are with him." So I went to him and said to him secretly, "O Allah's Messenger, I have slaughtered a she animal, that is, kid of ours, and we have ground a sar of barley, which was with us. So please come, you and another person along with you." The Prophet, peace be upon him, raised his voice and said, "O people of Trench, Jabir has prepared a meal, so let us go." Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said to me, "Don't put down your earthenware meat pot from the fireplace, or bake your dough till I come." So I came to my house, and Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, too, came, proceeding before the people. When I came to my wife, she said, "May Allah do so and so to you." I said, "I have told the Prophet, peace be upon him, of what you said." Then she brought out to him, that is the Prophet, peace be upon him, the dough, and he spat in it, and invoked for Allah's blessings in it. Then he proceeded towards our earthenware meat pot, and spat in it, and invoked for Allah's blessings in it. Then he said to my wife, "Call a lady baker to bake along with you, and keep on taking out scoops from your earthenware meat pot, and do not put it down from its fireplace." There were 1,000 who took their meals, and by Allah, they all ate. And when they left the food and went away, our earthenware pot was still bubbling, full of meat, as if it had not decreased, and our dough was still being baked, as if nothing had been taken from it.